we're going to be crossing to the Walkers, who are walking from, I think they started off walking from Port Kembla, they're going down to Canberra, and we're going to be talking to Winniata and Karina. Karina.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Much love to you, Robbie. Much love to the 3CR community and Camp Sovereignty.
Deadly, brother. Good to hear your voice.
It's Ibi. We met at camp a couple of weeks ago. How are you?
I'm well. Good. Really well, thank you.
Good. I'll see you guys soon.
So how's it all going there, Winnie?
Yeah, really good. Very, very positive. And a lot to explore. We've got an elder, a Yuin elder with us. And yeah, we had a challenge last night when a woman came in from Kiama and didn't agree with our protest and rang the cops on us.
Oh, that wouldn't have meant much, would it?
No, they came in and just see if we were if we needed anything and whether we were safe.
Okay.
And I think that they were on our side.
Yeah, well, sounds like it.
Good.
So what was the nature of her complaint?
We need nuclear-powered submarines.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Idiocracy, I think, was the nature of the complaint.
Yeah.
So how's the... where are you and how far have you travelled so far?
Yeah, from Port Kembla to we're now resting at Kiama.
Kiama. And what's the distance there?
From Port Kembla. Hey, everyone. This is Karina. I think we've done roughly 35 kilometres, maybe a little bit more. Yeah, we did around 21 kilometres on the first day. And then yesterday, I think we did 16 or 17.
So, well, for about 60 k's so far, would that be right, or 70 k's?
Yeah, close to 40.
Awesome. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk a bit about Port Kembla and why you started there?
Yeah, I think that's where they proposed to have a nuclear base. So, yes, we just had a smoking ceremony there. A few of the people from Port Kembla came in to witness the ceremony. And, yeah, so... we're doing our very best to educate people why we don't need nuclear submarines.
So how long are you guys planning on walking in total?
Yes, well, we hope to complete this journey at the 17th of April. And we've got more people coming in today and tomorrow. So all along the way from Kiama to Batemans Bay, yes, a lot of the community are going to join us even just for the day. And
amazing.
Then we go inland and go to walk up a fire trail.
Yeah.
However, it may be precarious in the way, you know, that it may be too dangerous for us to walk up because of fires and floods. And
okay.
Even a bit of rain can be really detrimental to us. So we'll assess the situation when we get there. And if we need to get into vehicles for safety, we will. And then we go up to the Monga Forest.
Beautiful.
Then Batemans Bay, Braidwood, and then Bungendore, and then finally Canberra.
Amazing.
Two people left yesterday, two of the older people, and they just had commitments back where they come from, Brisbane and also Wollongong. So, so more people are joining us. And but the reaction, apart from one person who called the police on us last night, the reaction has been very, very positive, the thumbs up.
Beautiful.
And, I spoke to someone earlier this morning, a gentleman, and just thinks that the whole idea of this AUKUS deal is a sham. And
yeah.
Yes, he congratulates us because he said, just walk for our grandchildren and the children in the future.
Beautiful.
And we keep on having smoking ceremonies every morning. And so, yes, we just get guide from this lovely elder, Uncle Peter.
Awesome. He's been walking with you?
he's been a support vehicle along the way. It's like whenever there's some little problem, or if people are, you know, needing a lift and can't make it all the way to lunchtime or dinner time or whatever, he kind of just pops up and he's
amazing.
There and can offer a lift to whoever needs it.
And brings calm. I had a little bit of drama with someone yesterday, but he came in and, just calmed everything down. And his people have been walking on this land for thousands and thousands of years. So although it may take us a month, we just keep things into perspective.
Beautiful. And what are you guys all planning on doing once you get to the 10 Embassy or in Canberra?
Okay. Well, we hope to be welcomed in by Nambri. Well, I can't say she's an elder, but Aunty Matilda's granddaughter.
Okay.
And Leah House and the Attorney General. And the Attorney General is actually head of the Greens as well.
Okay.
And, part of the Greens. And his name is Shane Rattenbury, and he's really honoured to welcome us in. And I do hope that he joins us in Quinbyon to walk with us the final part of the journey.
Awesome.
And also, the Canberra local people are going to be there. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I'm coming to join you guys in about a week. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And now there's three of us coming up from Camp Sovereignty to come and join the walk, and it's beautiful to hear you're having your smoking ceremony every morning, and we've got ours every night here, so.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, well, we haven't decided where. I do hope that we can finalise this walk at the Aboriginal Tent Embassy. And anyway, that's not our duty. It's someone from Canberra. And we'll sort that one out along the way.
Take it as it goes.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sure it's going to happen at the embassy. I'm sure.
Winnie, do you want to put a call out to people who may want to join you, how they can do that, and where they can meet you and join in with you? You want to put a call out?
Yeah. Maybe I'll jump in and say the easiest way that people could join in is if they're on the internet and can find either our Facebook page, Beyond Uranium Canberra, or our Instagram page, also called Beyond Uranium Canberra. And there's a link there that will take you to our website, which is Peace Walkers Against AUKUS. And on the website, there's like a registration form and people can fill in how many days they're planning to come and if they have any dietary needs or anything else. And there's also a really good list on the website of where we'll be on which day. So you can think about how you'll get to close to where we are and if you want to get public transport or if you want to get a lift and leave a car somewhere and come back for it later, then it's kind of easy to plan around that list of where we'll be.
Okay, Robbie, we've got an amazing elder here. Her name's Honey. And Honey walked with Uncle Kev, bless his heart, from Lake Eyre to the protest camp at the Olympic Games that Aunty Isabel set up, the protest, the embassy there. And so we're really, really privileged to have her advice and her wisdom. And I'd really like to put her on, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. Of course, brother.
It's a long way. I think it took them about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, it did,
so, I mean, if we're walking just for a month and we start moaning and groaning, we shouldn't be moaning and groaning. It's a great honour. And here's Honey.
All right. Hello, Honey. How are you going?
Really good, thank you, Robbie. And Kevin's with us. I could feel him walking all the way.
Yeah.
He knows all about how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So
he led us in the year 2000. And it was really beautiful, just walking the country.
Now, I've heard
a lot of good things.
Yeah. I heard a lot of good stories about that walk, how it changed people's lives, actually, like looking at the world the way they did and how they were walking the land. And it just sort of took them to another place, I think.
That's right. And some of us are still doing it and supporting it. And we feel that we are moving towards a really good new time, Robbie, a sort of...
Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Like, you know, look at the scheme of things. It doesn't seem, it looks like they're stopping. You know, look, you know, do you have information about where all this uranium's going to around the world? You know, and what uranium mines are operating? Where are they operating? Are people aware of, you know, this what all this represents?
It's beyond a threat. It's an actual that our society is establishing. Toxins in atmosphere and waters, underground waters, the ground that we walk upon, the water we drink, the risk of radioactive toxicity, which has a lifespan of at least 10,000 human generations and beyond. And this is a legacy from older and middle generations to the younger generation in full knowledge of what we're doing.
So we know that sounds like madness
of radioactivity
to me.
And fallout.
It sounds like total madness to me, and always has. You know, it's destroying the planet, and they're out to do it. They don't seem like they care at all. You know, it's not a commodity.
Yes.
It's not. It's sacred to us. The sooner, and I yes. think at the time they realise that it'll be. I hope it's not too late.
And it's sacred to. Indigenous peoples who know this all across the world.
Yes.
But it's our culture which has chosen to abandon this deep truth. And I think you're right. It's founded in our absolute disrespect for the Mother Earth.
I don't think it's a culture. That's a move away from culture. And we all had culture. We wouldn't have got this far, the planet, if we were thinking that way a long time ago. So it's, you know, it's... People who have lost their connection to country are doing this, and we need to go back to the land and reset.
Yeah, Robbie, I'd really like to tell you another action that's happening. It's on the 26th of March, which is soon, and they're gathering at Lake Eyre, and that's another part of Uncle Kev's country, and... Yeah, so we're going to hopefully Zoom and or take photographs of our walk to send them at Lake Eyre and just join forces.
When are
and,
you?
And Canberra only 2 days ago had a protest outside of Parliament House against orcas, and we're the same protest.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So. Nationwide solidarity and movement against uranium.
Yes, and you know, Roxbury Downs is another part of Uncle Kev's land.
Yeah,
and Roxbury Downs is the biggest uranium mine in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah,
so they've got a lot to answer for, and we walk in peace, not war. We haven't got any guns. We've got no bombs. We've got a blunt knife, but that's about it.
I just want to wish us all the very best, and hope people can come on board and support yous. Sounds like you've got the support of all the conscious awake people anyway. You're going to have a few problems, but you know, good on yous, and got to keep doing things like this, particularly now at this time. You know, where the world's at, sort of like the crossroads in terms of its humanity and the environment.
Yes.
We need to be doing things, and so congratulations, you fellas.
Yeah, thank you for what you're doing, and
bless you. And thank you. Listen, I just want to send out some love to Camp Sovereignty. Good on you. Good on you. That flame burns for us. I just know it, and I can feel it from
beautiful.
Here. Love to you.